Welcome. Today, we're discussing Lane's fantastic piece on boot.dev about the evils of mocking in backend development. Buckle up, folks. It's gonna be a ride.
Oh, I've been waiting for this. Mocking is a constant debate, right? So what's Lane's main gripe?
Straight up, mocks don't test production code. They give a false sense of security. And management loves that all green, no red mirage. It's fool's gold, pure and simple.
Okay, so, classic testing argument. But he makes a good point about database interactions. How do you actually unit test that without spinning up a whole database?
Lane's got a solution, and it's brilliant in its simplicity. Separate the logic, the fiddling bits, the actual data manipulation. That's what you unit test, not the database connection itself.
So instead of mocking the database interaction, you pull out the core logic into its own function. Got it. That does make it way easier to test, doesn't it?
Exactly. And it forces you to write cleaner, more modular code. Lane uses a great example, a function that validates user data and saves it to the database, all in one. Nightmare.
Right. You end up with a unit test that's basically an integration test in disguise, which defeats the entire purpose.
Totally. He advocates for a clean separation. Validation logic in a testable unit. Database interaction handled somewhere else. Preferably not in your unit tests.
He even suggests manual testing for the database parts. Old school, but honestly, sometimes the simplest solution is the best.
I love that he's not afraid to say it. Sometimes you just gotta click the buttons yourself. Especially if it saves you from a mock-infested code base.
What about the argument that mocks allow for faster testing? That's got to count for something, right?
Sure, but speed isn't everything if your tests aren't testing the right thing. What's the point?
Good point. It's like a race car with no engine. Looks fast, gets you nowhere. So Lane's team never mock. Pretty extreme, right?
It might sound extreme, but his reasoning is solid. Mocks can lead to all sorts of issues down the line, and his separate the logic approach really does solve a lot of problems.
I'm convinced. I'm joining Team Never Mock. Well, maybe sometimes mock. Okay, mostly never mock.
Baby steps, but seriously, this article is a must read for any backend developer. Check out boot.dev, folks, and thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.